During the first hearing on sexual harassment in New York's government in 27 years, state lawmakers closely scrutinized Governor Andrew Cuomo's policies on the issue as victims told harrowing stories about their experiences. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Survivors of sexual harassment by lawmakers spoke before the hearing, saying they're relieved there is finally a public forum to talk about improving the state's anti-sexual harassment laws. Eliana Kaiser is a member of the Sexual Harassment Working Group.
265 days after we began pushing for hearings, we're getting them.
Kaiser and the others criticized the process by which the state's current sexual harassment prevention laws were drafted in private by the governor and three male legislative leaders, one of whom was himself accused of sexual harassment.
Four men in a room hung a mission accomplished sign last year on legislation that was rammed through the budget process without meaningfully consulting with key experts and also with those of us who have experienced harassment and reported harassment.
Former Senate Independent Democratic Conference leader Jeff Klein is accused of forcibly kissing one of the women, a charge Klein denies. Klein lost his Senate seat in a primary, and the woman who replaced him, Senator Alessandra Biaggi, co-chaired the hearing. She says the issue of sexual harassment in the workplace has been kept in the dark for too long.
This will be a place to speak the truth.
Survivors testified of repeated harassment, including Chloe Rivera and Leah Hebert, who worked for former Assemblyman Vito Lopez. Both feared to speak up against the then-powerful Assemblyman. Hebert says she was traumatized by the experience.
When I finally came forward to file a complaint on behalf of myself and three of my staff, I was a shell of my former self, both physically and emotionally. I was severely traumatized and suffered from regular panic attacks and suicidal thoughts. I had lost weight, and all my hair was falling out. Despite multiple conversations with the Speaker's office and recorded evidence, the Assembly did not investigate my claims.
Both eventually signed a non-disclosure agreement where they would be punished with a $20,000 fine if they ever said anything negative about their former boss. Lopez was later censured and no longer permitted to have interns in his office. He died in 2015. After hearing the testimony from the women, stunned lawmakers, including Senator John Liu, assured the women that they were heard.
Your testimony was courageous. It was compelling, and it will be consequential.
Governor Cuomo's labor commissioner, Roberta Reardon, testified on the new regulations written by her agency after the agreement between Cuomo and the legislative leaders. She said it's a game changer because it requires every employer in New York State to have a policy to prevent sexual harassment in their workplace, and every employee must be given that policy and receive yearly interactive training.
We launched an extensive public review of draft materials. We worked with stakeholders across the spectrum to create model policy and training materials.
But questioning from senators and assembly members revealed significant holes in those policies. Senator Andrew Gunardis asked Commissioner Reardon how the agency had sought public comment. No hearings were held.
What was the public comment period on that public input process?
The length of it?
Yes.
I don't actually know the length of it.
It was 14 days, Gunardis told her.
14 days, you know, in the doldrums of summer. I think the press release was issued in August of 2018, and the comments were due by the beginning of September. I don't think that's enough adequacy.
Reardon also revealed that while the Department of Labor devised the rules, the agency does not have the power to make sure that the regulations are carried out. Senators pointed out that was an oversight that needs to be corrected. Commissioner Reardon told the lawmakers that if they devise new ways to strengthen enforcement or make other changes, her agency would be happy to carry them out. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.